Dreamscape presents Aunt Dimity and the Summer King by Nancy Atherton. Narrated by Terry Clark Linden. 1. Every back road is somebody's main road. No matter how rough or remote it might be, a road always leads somewhere, and for someone, that somewhere is home. I lived on a back road, a narrow, twisting lane bordered by hedgerows, lush pastures, and shadowy woodlands. My home was a honey-colored cottage in the Cotswolds, a region of rolling hills and patchwork fields in England's West Midlands, and my little lane was used chiefly by my family, my friends, and my neighbors. Bewildered strangers occasionally knocked on my door to ask for directions, but they left as quickly as they came. They had no reason to linger. No castle, no cathedral, no Bronze Age barrow or seaside promenade to pique their interest. There was nothing special about my corner of the Cotswolds, apart from its tranquil beauty and the unchanging, ever-changing cycle of country life. My husband Bill and I were Americans, as were our 9-year-old twins, Will and Rob, but we'd lived in England long enough to be accepted as honorary natives by our neighbors. Our cottage was situated near the small village of Finch, a place so tiny and of so little consequence to the world at large that most map-makers forgot to include it on their maps. Finch was, of course, of tremendous consequence to those of us who lived there. It was the center of our universe, the hub around which we revolved. We might.